Nyla. Nyla Jones, where's my key? Can you turn loose what you are doing and come down here? Can you turn loose what you're doing and come down here? Nyla Jones. Hallelujah. I want to show you something. Ooh. I want y'all to listen to. Now I'm going to read this while she's coming. Then I'll pick up while she's gone. The King James says, y'all don't have to turn there. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So when you enter, come on up here, because I got to give you some instruction. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you hear what he said? But you hear people say, the Lord said he will give you what you need. He never supplied your want. But what's wrong with that scripture I just read? All right, Nyla, this key right here. I want you to understand this key right here. Opens the door to my office. See that key right there? Mm-hmm. I want you to open that door. On my desk is Faith Food. It's a Faith Food by Kenneth E. Hagin book. It says Faith Food by Kenneth E. Hagin. Okay, when you open it has a cover on it. I done a little damage to the cover that's on it. Because you open the lid. And you raise that lid up. Now, don't go with it. When you see that yellow page, I got some sticker pad on there. It has some numbers and stuff. And right, don't go past that. You go past it, you're going to mess up. Just raise the lid up on that cover, and you can get what's there. Go look and see what it is. Come. I want y'all to see something now, okay? She's going to come back. All right. Let's finish this verse up. Thou arrangest before me what? A table. Over against my enemy, over against my adversaries. Thou hast what? Anointed me with oil. With oil, my head. My cup is full. Give me the next verse. Only get the. I'm learning to trust God, y'all. I'm learning because I used to be so deceived thinking. See, the devil had lied to us. He had made us think that he can do something. When I know my God and I will obey him, I don't look for disasters. I don't look for stuff that mess my life up. He said, only goodness and kindness pursue me. What do you got pursuing you? I'm running because are you running from the law or somebody? Did you find what you're looking for? Come on back up here. Now, thank you. Now, your daddy, we'll do this. Your daddy always messing with you. Mm-hmm. And you got an older sister. And you got a younger brother. The scripture says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, you didn't know you were going to get that, did you?
I did not.
Didn't have a clue, did you?
No, sir.
But Papa is not quite like the Lord. I'm a follower of the Lord. Papa forgets stuff, the Lord doesn't. You remember when you graduated from where? Northwest?
Northeast.
All right. Papa didn't do a thing in the world for you. But there it is.
Thank you.
You didn't ask for it?
No, sir.
And you wasn't even expecting?
No, was not.
But there it is.
Thank you.
Because I'm a good daddy.
Sir.
I'm a good papa.
Thank you.
I'm a good papa. All right. Okay, I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me. He told me to do it that way. I remember that I had not done that. Now, he said, I want you to do that for an illustration to show them, show the congregation, that I'm better than you. You're good. You did that for your granddaughter. So he said, I am a good shepherd. Notice what the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Notice what the Young's little translation says or read. He said, Jehovah is my shepherd, I do not lack. And here's what he said. He said, before you, when you learn to trust me, he said, before you want, and before you lack, I will already have done it. See, it was already done. She didn't even know it. It was already done. All she had to do, if she had did what I told her not to do, go down to Grandma's office or down to the finance office where Shell's at, she came back empty-handed. But she followed my instruction. Did she get what she wanted?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all got to talk to me better. Am I better than God? All right, here's the next thing he said. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh. Here's the next thing he said. He said, when you ask me for something, I said, if you ask anything from me according to my will, it's yours. She did what I said, right? And it happened. He said, my word is better than that $100 she got. She didn't have no trouble receiving that. He said, once you pray and believe that you receive, and the devil bring up a thought, well, if you don't get it, just flash my word up in front of your face. Say, I got it. Do y'all believe, you believe God's word better than $100? So when Satan tells you that you're not healed, just flash the word up and say, there it is right there. Just hold it up there. If he can't read, say, just in case. Like that man selling no Bible, y'all heard that story, right? They wonder how in the world he get first place. He said he was the salesman of the year, and he's kept getting it. They said, how in the world you keep getting it? He said, this is the way I do it. I walk up to the door, and I asked him, you want to buy a Bible? Let me read it to you. They just said, no, let me buy it. I